Podtacular episode 436, Halo Games Competition, for August 7th, 2014. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Biowolf.
And I'm your third host, Godzilla T.
Yes, we have three people with us today. We got some interesting news to talk about, so having three people on is actually going to be a lot more beneficial today. And we have Gamescom coming up next week, and we got some information from the Halo Bulletin this week on what's going to be going on during Gamescom and some of the exciting stuff we're going to be seeing at Gamescom. But first off, we got some pretty interesting community stuff that we're going to cover, and then we'll dive into the Gamescom stuff. But first off, Godzilla Todd, you haven't been on in a little bit, but so why don't you kind of give us an update on how the game nights are going so far? Because it seems like they've been pretty successful lately.
Yeah, actually, we've been getting a lot of good turnout. Tuesday, we had a full lobby between the Podtacular crew and people that just came in through the matchmaking. Had a lot of fun, really enjoyed it. Wacky Wednesday was a lot of fun last night. Played a couple of new maps. I invite everybody to come and check at least one of the game nights out.
Is there a particular set of games that you're looking to put into the rotation from here on out?
Yeah, I'd really like to put in, for the Wacky Wednesdays, bring in maybe some Halo Reach nights, Halo 3 nights for customs. Also, on the Tactical Tuesday, working on maybe seeing if we could get a Halo CE PC night set up.
Very nice.
Still working on that one.
I do have some info for you, and actually for the rest of everyone that's here. We are going to have a Halo 2 and Halo CE servers very soon. I needed something to wire up my servers that I have, and I finally got that something. So I'm going to be trying to get those set up for this weekend. So hopefully very soon we will have our own servers to play on for Halo CE, Halo PC, and Halo 2 Vista.
Cool.
Yeah. Some good stuff coming down the pipeline.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Looks like I need to get them.
You can find Halo PC for cheap, and then Custom Edition basically comes free as long as you have a CD key for Halo PC. And then Halo 2 Vista, I think, is you can find it as cheap as $15 in some places.
All right.
Yeah, it's not that hard to find.
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Definitely. I missed this last week's Halo 2 Vista night because we had a small group from church actually go see Guardians of the Galaxy, which was a pretty good movie, by the way.
That's a good reason not to show up.
I think so. I feel kind of bad because I told you I was going to be there and I didn't end up showing.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything on the podcast, but since you brought it up.
Halo 2 Vista has a special place in my heart because it's one of the first, actually, Halo CE was one of the first experiences I personally had with it, but I had it for like 4 months, and then I bought Halo 2 Vista because I had a laptop for university, so I was playing a lot of Halo 2 Vista the summer before my first year of college. So that is a pretty significant game for me, and that's why I want to go ahead and put up some servers for that. And we'll have probably two or three servers. We'll have a server for native maps to the game. We'll have a server for custom community-made maps, too, because one of the other nice little things for Halo 2 Vista is they had the mod pack where you can actually go and make your own weapons, make your own skins, make your own maps, and that kind of thing. So we'll have another server to host those kinds of maps as well.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do encourage anybody that has a Halo 3, Halo 4, Halo Reach mini game map they like to play, something that's community created. We do have a forum post for that on our forums. Put it up there so we can check it out and build our libraries for our Wacky Wednesdays. Unfortunately, I had several maps for Halo 3 and Halo Reach, but thanks to a hard drive crash, I lost every one of them.
Ouch. Mm.
So I am looking to rebuild that file. So if you guys got anything, put it up there. We'll take a look at it. If it's something we think we can have fun with, we'll put it in the rotation.
Definitely, because there's, for the last two games, for Halo Reach and Halo 3, those file shares really aren't accessible on a web interface anymore. So if you have them in your file share, people can actually still go and find them, but we need to know that you have them, and then you need to bring them to game night or let us know, and that way we can try to go find your file share and go get it.
Probably the easiest way would be to send your gamer tag to either me or Duststorm, along with the map name, the game type name. So just make it easier for us to find it when we, start browsing through the Xbox to your gamer tag. We can pick the right, pick the map and game type that you're wanting to put in the rotation.
Or to make it super easy, just send us a message on Xbox Live with the file share number, and that way we can do that. Or I think there's actually a share option, if I remember right, in Halo 3 and Halo Reach, where you can go in and share a file. And you can do that. You can create that message, and then you can manually put in either my gamer tag, which is POD space Dust space Storm, or Godzilla space T. So do one of those two, and we will get the game type up there for our custom nights on Wednesdays whenever we decide to kind of rotate those games in and out of our rotation. So on that note, some other community stuff that's going on. Our forums are still slowly growing, which is a good thing. We get members every so often to come and join the discussions on there. There's been a lot of stuff going on that I haven't been particularly a part of because I've been busy with Halo Mole stuff, but it looks like you guys are doing a really good job of keeping up the discussions, so keep it up. I'm really liking the discussions I'm seeing over there. I have some other topic ideas I'm going to be posting here soon, but for the meantime, just keep on doing what you're doing, guys. We'll have a lot more ways for you to get involved very soon. Trust me, it's coming. Once I get a little bit of free time, then there's going to be lots of effort to really push the community and have a lot more community involvement with what's going on. So that's a little bit of the community stuff that I just wanted to kind of get out of the way first. Now time to the big info that we have for this week. And of course, that's going to be Gamescom, which is coming up next week in Cologne, Germany. There's the Xbox press briefing on Tuesday next week, and then on Wednesday is when the main show starts. So lots of interesting little details coming out from the bulletin this week. From Bravo, we have a couple of announcements of what Halo is going to be actually doing at Gamescom. So they're going to be part of the Xbox media brief, which is Tuesday at 2 p.m. CEST time. I don't know what that exactly stands for, but that's 8 a.m. Eastern time, 5 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday morning. And then there's going to be a Halo 2 Anniversary multiplayer hands-on. So you're actually going to be able to play Halo 2 Anniversary at Gamescom. This is the first time that you'd be able to play the game outside of 343, of course. I'm a little jealous because Green Skull is actually being flown out there by Xbox.
Just a little jealous?
Just a little.
I'm a lot jealous.
Just a little.
I know several people that are going to be going there. Yeah, I'm a lot jealous. I want to get my hands on it. I want to get my hands on it as soon as I can.
PAX, 3 weeks.
And I'm not going to be there, though.
It sucks. But,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be here soon. It's going to take three more... Sorry, my math is messed up. 3 months. 3 months until it comes out. We don't have too much longer to wait if you think about it. But for those that are going to be at PAX, it's likely going to be there as well. But for everyone in Cologne who gets to play it this coming week, have fun. I'm envious, but I will have my turn very soon. I know that much. They're also going to have a stream from the Xbox booth on Wednesday morning. That's going to be at 2 a.m. Pacific time, 5 a.m. Eastern time. So if you're one of those late night owls or one of those really, really early birds for some reason living over here in the States, then you can stay up and watch that. And they're going to be discussing some new information behind the Master Chief Collection. Probably is when they're going to be releasing the information on the new map if they don't do it during the Xbox press briefing. We've already gotten teases that Lockout and Sanctuary are two of the other three maps that haven't been announced. So I have a feeling one of them is going to be one of those two that gets announced. I don't think we'll see that last one. So make sure you tune into that stream. And there's probably going to be video on demand after the stream is said and done. So if you're not up that early in the morning, you can probably just wait until you actually wake up and then it should be available to you.
I wish I didn't have anything to do that next day. I'd probably stay up and watch.
darn jobs.
Unfortunately, it's in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Receptor 17 is actually in the chat. I'm going to throw out the question to you. Are you going to Gamescom? Let us know if you are, because that'd be pretty cool. Also at Gamescom, they're going to be doing a Halo 2 anniversary tournament. So it's the Gamescom Showdown. It's the first, and kind of obviously, first Halo 2 anniversary tournament. There's a $10,000 prize pool that's going to be distributed across the top 8 placing players for the week. And it's going to be played on Halo 2 anniversary on Ascension, I believe is going to be, Ascension. And then one unannounced map that they're going to be probably announcing on that Wednesday morning stream, if not during the press briefing. And it's a 4v4 tournament. It's being hosted by 343 with association with ESL, which is a European esports league, and Twitch. So that's going to be streamed on Twitch TV under the Halo account as well. And they're going to be broadcasting the finals. And that starts at 11:30 CEST time, which is starts at 2:30 a.m. Pacific, 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. And that's on Sunday morning. So I might hit the bed early and then wake up early to watch that. We'll have to see. Because that would be a pretty fun one to watch. I had a lot of fun watching... And you were there, Biowolf. I had a lot of fun watching the Halo 2 tournament that they had at the Halo party at RTX.
Oh, yeah. That was incredible. That was the most... words can't describe that feeling of, like, the old-fashioned, like, Halo.
Uh-huh.
Green. It was just awesome.
So nostalgia a little bit for that stream?
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons why I think there's going to be one of the two maps, either... Lockout or Sanctuary, because those are two of the probably more competitive maps from Halo 2 that we've seen, especially Sanctuary.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Sanctuary was going to be the one.
I'm kind of leaning towards Lockout, though. I like Lockout. Like, that's one of the maps that constantly pop in my head when I think Halo 2.
Yeah. Out of the prize pool, we're going to get a split for first place to be $5,000 for the team. Second place, $1,500. Third and fourth place, $750. And then fifth through eighth place, $500. Nothing too significant, but if you're there, it's a little extra money that you can use. So if you have the ability to go to Cologne, Germany for next week and you're going to be at Gamescom, make sure you go and play in the qualifiers, which is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. At varying times, and we have actually the information up on our homepage. You can check it out there, or you can, of course, check it out in the Waypoint Bulletin for this week. And then, of course, we have the pre-tournament free-for-all, which is Sunday morning, and then followed by the 4v4 tournament, which both of them will be streamed on the Halo Twitch channel. Lots of cool stuff for the Halo 2 anniversary. What's kind of your guys' take on the maps that we have so far? I don't know if we... Godzilla, if you had the chance to discuss it on here, I know Biowolf, we've talked a little bit about those, but what do you think of the maps that we have so far? We have Zanzibar, we have Coagulation, which we've only seen concept arts of so far, and then Ascension, and then we have the likely possibility of Sanctuary and Lockout. What do you think of that selection of maps?
Well, we've already talked about Ascension and Coagulation, and I'm with you guys on the Lockout. I believe that would be there. Zanzibar, I was totally pumped to see that one is released. The first thing I thought of was One Bomb.
Yes, Assault. I miss
you
Assault.
Know, I just, this the best thing. I miss that type of gameplay with, you know, where you have the attackers and the defenders.
A lot of the one-sided team that, ones.
Yeah, I do miss those maps.
Well, it's the game types, really, because for Halo 2, they had some implementation of one flag that they introduced really late on. So The possibility of having those one-sided game types that flips back and forth is, I think, a pretty cornerstone piece of Halo, and they just decided to take that out of the Halo 4. So having those back in the Master Chief Collection, I think a lot of people are going to latch onto those pretty tightly, especially for Zanzibar and Assault, because that's the classic Assault map right there.
Oh, yes.
That and One Flag.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, we played some One Flag Tuesday.
Very nice.
That was nice. Fun. Long, but fun.
I will say for Coagulation, when they announced that map, I instantly thought of back in university when I would have late night LAN parties in the dorms, either Halo 1 or Halo 2, like playing Blood Gulch or Coagulation, and playing CTF for 4 hours. One CTF match, 3 flags, vehicles and everything, it would take at least 3, sometimes 4 hours to play. And it was a lot of fun.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
I envy you guys because I never really got the chance to do that on Halo 2. Like I said, I kind of started later when, like, before the servers kind of shut off. But, yeah, I'm glad that they're bringing this stuff back for Halo 2 anniversary. Hopefully I can relive what you guys have already witnessed.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of capture the flag played on Coagulation.
Oh, I bet.
Long duration games.
Capture the flag and Slayer. And actually, I was talking to Jack Fire Dragon, who hasn't been over in the custom games in a while. And he says hi, Godzilla, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And he knows that I told him that he misses the whole what is game night stuff. So he may come back and do that at some point. But I digress. He mentioned the cat and mouse game type. And that was popular on Coagulation back in the Halo 2 days.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
Warthogs and Wraiths. That's all the explanation needs.
Oh, all right. All right, that's a mental picture in my head. I don't need any more.
Another big one that came from Halo 2, which actually spawned into a official game type in Halo 3, was Flood. That started in Halo 2. That started on Foundry, of all places.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, you would have to actually go in. It's a complete honor system game type. It's Slayer. You have one team that's usually red, which is the humans, and one team that is green, which is usually the zombies. It's actually called zombies, not Flood. And then you would be on the honor system. The Flood would use, or the zombies would use swords, and the humans would use either shotguns, SMGs, or magnums. Whoever was hosting the lobby, however they decided to configure it, that's what you would use as human weapon. So it was an honor system of making sure that you used the weapon you were supposed to use and that you would change teams. And whenever you died as a human, if a zombie killed you, you had to use the honor system and change teams. And that's where Flood and Infection got its start, was a zombie game type variant for Halo 2.
That's cool.
I never did play that in Halo 2.
Well,
I didn't even know it existed.
Now you'll get to it with the Master Chief Collection.
There you go.
Cool.
That still brings back, like, a lot of people were I talked to a couple of my friends the other day, and they still, like, the thing was LAN parties for them for Halo 2, and we're kind of doing the same thing now with Halo 4, and he goes, we're glad that they are bringing this back so we can finally do some Halo 2 LAN parties. That's going to be great. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. There's lots of other game types, too. I know there's, I think it was called Lava, and that was played on turf, where if you were touching the ground, the other team who was defending the flag could kill you. But if you were not on the ground, like if you were on a box or a car or something, then they couldn't kill you. So that was another game type. And then there are a lot of them. I can't remember them all at the moment. Tower of Power was a good one. That's on Ascension. I hope they get to bring that one back in Halo 2 Anniversary.
Now that sounds familiar.
We've played it a couple times in Halo 4.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I know what it is.
Yep.
Never mind.
Yeah, you should know what that one is. And then there was another one on Coagulation, too, that you used the Brute Grenade Launcher weapon. Oh, what is that called?
Brute Shot.
The Brute Shot. I forgot what that game type was called, but you used that on Coagulation. You would empty that out at the very beginning. Someone in the stream probably knows what this is. And you would charge the other team on both sides. And once you got to the middle, then it was an all-out free-for-all.
Melee battle with Brute Shot.
Yes, pretty much.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It was so... I actually never played it, but I saw lots of videos of it. So it's a lot of fun, I'm assuming. Also, Godfather was another one that came and cropped up in Halo 2.
Some interesting names for these game types.
They're all fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to go to the roots of where custom games really got its start, Halo 2 is where it's at. when you had this big online community that would just make up and try to innovate with the system that they had. There were some very...
With a very limited system.
Yes. But nonetheless, you had a great platform for making small little custom games just within the confines of the system. And a lot of it was honor rule based, but it was still a lot of fun when people did it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got to suck when people don't do it, though. I ran into a couple things like that. It was just horrible. But
yeah. So all those custom games we're looking to possibly get on the rotation for the servers. If you guys have any of those game types that you remember, and I know there's some websites that actually have settings for the game types that you had back in the day, so we can probably find a few of them. But if you had something that you ran with back in the day and you want us to try it, definitely let us know. And the next time we're on Halo 2, we'll give it a run. I'm sure Godzilla wouldn't mind doing that.
No, definitely. I would love to do it.
Yay.
I miss a lot of those old game types.
A lot of us do. Halo 2. It's where a lot of stuff began. It's where Podtacular got its start, too. Back in 2005. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, no clans. No clan support's going to be coming with the Master Chief Collection.
There's a lot of talk about that. There really is. There's a lot of people discouraged about that. Granted, I'm not a huge clan guy, so I don't... Like, I can see where they're coming from, but to me, it's not that big of a deal.
It is when you grew up with Halo 2 and with having the clan system there. It made getting people together so much easier. You could have people in your clan, and then whenever you wanted to have a clan match, you just message whoever was on. And it's not necessarily the fact that it, I guess for this generation of gamers, the fact that it makes it easier to get people on, but it was the fact that you were in the clan, you had this representation of going in, and it meant something to be a part of a clan, where nowadays you're just part of a group and it's like, hey, let's go and just kind of play around the matchmaking for a while.
Yeah.
It was a lot more serious back in the day of actually having these clans and going and playing against other clans to see what clan was the better clan. You have a clan playlist, a couple of clan playlists in Halo 2 matchmaking back in the day, where you could go and play as a clan and have a clan rank, I think, even, to see how you measured up against other clans. So we would have clan matches against a lot of other clans back in the day. We had Bungie Hump Day challenges that Podtacular used to participate in, and it was just a completely different era of gaming, and I think Halo 2 was the only thing that had clans, and because it almost acted like a second friends list, I think Xbox said, not quite, because they eventually patched it out.
Things that you like and things that you want to see in the next game, or in this case, the remastered version of the game, I'm sure that's got to suck not seeing them. I mean, there were several things I wanted to see in Halo 4 that I hope that are going to be going into Halo 5 that never made it in. But so I can kind of see where that's coming from.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to some of the older things that were in Halo, some of the older mechanics, some of the older functionality brought back into Halo 5.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why people are looking forward to the Master Chief Collection so much, is because Halo 2 Anniversary is going to have a big focus to kind of help at least people think that that 343 is really focusing on the multiplayer as it stood back in the day during Halo 2, during Halo's prime, and being able to bring back all these experiences and really see and get a feel for where people are going to fall within all the Halos that are there. Because if you think about it, the Master Chief Collection is kind of like a huge testing ground to see where people really resonate with Halo. You have a lot of people that got on board with Halo 1. You had a lot of people got on board with Halo 2 and Halo 3 and Halo 4. And it's a big testing ground to see where the mass of the Halo population is going to fall when the Master Chief Collection comes out, and where are people spending their time to keep playing Halo after it comes out. I can guarantee you Halo 2 and Halo 3 are going to be the top two spots.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, the thing you got to remember is a lot of people were saying that they wanted to go back to the old way of Halo, like Halo 2 and Halo 3. That's where it was at, and that's what they wanted to see. They didn't want to see it altered. They liked the simplicity of it. They liked the fact that you had to fight for a power weapon, and the fact that you've seen people just get ordnance with like an incineration cannon or a speed boost or a damage boost or something like that. That kind of people kind of veered away from it, and I think it's smart to bring the Master Chief back, or the Master Chief Collection in, and bring back all that old stuff. And like you said before, they're going to see where people are going to constantly play Halo at, you know, either Halo 2 or Halo 3.
Definitely.
It'll definitely make Tactical Tuesday easier.
Yes, oh, yeah. It will, because now we just drop into Halo. Well, it makes Tactical Tuesday and Wacky Wednesday a lot easier, because we just drop into the Master Chief Collection. And it's like, okay, what are we feeling tonight? Okay, let's do some Halo 2. Let's do some Halo 4 Wacky Wednesday stuff. And, oh, here's Halo 1, and there's some people that haven't played the PC maps before. Let's do some of the PC maps, and we'll do that on a Tactical Tuesday kind of thing.
That's another thing. Like actually multiplayer on Halo 1. Granted, I never got to do that, like, on the PC stuff, on that stuff. Like, I was always on console. So it's going to be interesting to play some of the old maps that you used to play with friends, actually play with other people around the world. That's going to be really fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, absolutely. Me too.
I've played the PC maps because I've actually started out as a PC player, and then I kind of converted to console just because of Halo is basically console. And the PC maps are a lot of fun. There's two PC maps that were exclusive to the PC for Halo 2, and then there were 6 or 7 that came with Halo PC that were not on Halo CE for the Xbox. One of which I personally think is an inspiration of Meltdown for Halo 4. And there was a couple there was one in Halo Reach when they did Halo CE Anniversary, Timberlands, which was a PC only multiplayer map that they brought into Halo CE Anniversary or Halo Reach for the Anniversary DLC.
That was the one with the trees?
Yes.
That you could
forge in.
That's how I can... Yeah. That's pretty sad. That's how I... Like, that's a... Well, no, sign
that,
or something.
That was the big thing behind Timberland, was you could actually forge in trees into Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of forgers that were amazed the fact that they actually introduced something like that. That's the reason why I say the trees thing, because that's how I classify that map, is what I know. But I didn't even know that was a PC thing. I thought that was just a map that they brought in. I didn't know that was a remake.
It was a remake of a PC map.
Okay.
There you go. You learn something new every day.
I learned a lot every day.
So, yeah, it was a nice addition to have that moved into the anniversary. I was glad to see it, because, you know, I had Halo PC, but I never really set up the matchmaking, so I hadn't played any of the multiplayer maps with other people other than, you know, going in and checking them out myself. So it was a nice touch to have that one for the anniversary pack.
Have you guys played much PC? I know, Godzilla, you've played a lot of Halo 2 Vista just from the game nights, but what's your guys' history with Halo on the PC, Halo 1 on the PC?
Never touched it, never played, never. Anything Halo-related has always been on console for me. I mean, granted, my friend's brother was always on the PC. Like, he tried to convert us to PC things, and I wasn't having it. And I was like, I like the controller in my hand. I don't like a mouse. That's just not me. That's not Halo for me. I know, and I respect a lot of people's opinions when it comes to PC versus console with Halo, but for me, I've never really had that experience on PC.
Well, for me, you know, I've owned Halo PC for 1 to 4 years, but up until recently, actually, no, it's been more like 6 years, but anyway, up until recently, I haven't had a PC that would actually run it in a quality that you could, you know, really sit down and enjoy. So I'm rediscovering, you know, how much fun it is to play. I've never been a real PC gamer. I've always pretty much played on consoles.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really enjoying the game on PC. I'm starting to download some of the custom edition maps.
There's a lot of good ones.
Campaigns and, yeah, the add-on campaigns.
The Allen campaigns are pretty good. There's a lot of people that have really helped develop that scripting language for the engine that Halo uses. I forget what the engine is actually. I think it's Havoc. Halo uses the Havoc engine, I think.
Have no clue.
Yeah, either do I.
They have people, and there's actually one thing that we've mentioned here a couple weeks ago, the custom map team. They've redone the Halo 1 campaign over and over and over again. And then there's other people that have made other campaign scenarios, which you can load up as well. You have to do them via command line, but you can still go in and play them.
one person that's really making me want to play Halo PC is Wang Time. Like, he does all those online campaigns and or whatever those like add-on things are. It looks really fun. It like kind of sucks that I missed out on it for such a long time.
It's a lot of good stuff. I haven't personally delved into much of the custom campaign maps. I'm more the modded multiplayer maps, the custom multiplayer maps. And Custom Map Team has actually made some really good multiplayer maps too. For a while back in, I think, 09 or something like that, I was mostly playing CMT maps whenever I would get on and play. And I had servers running at the time, and I would put CMT maps, multiplayer maps, on there to run. I think some people have even ventured into doing multiplayer campaign maps for Halo Custom Edition. They're a little buggy, because I know for a couple of them that I've played, you actually had two separate AI systems. You would have local AI, so one person would be shooting at one AI set, and another person would be shooting at another AI set. I think it's kind of matured since then. I'm not exactly sure, though. I haven't gone back and checked. But from the purview of the multiplayer maps, whenever summer comes around, that's when a lot of the map makers come out, and you'll see anywhere from 60 to 100 new maps come out per month during the summer.
Oh, holy. That's a lot of maps.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
There's a pretty significantly big library over on halomaps.org.
Hmm.
So if you guys are interested in Custom Edition at all, make sure you head on over there. That's pretty much the repository to go for anything map-related that you want to download, any custom models that you want to work with. If you want to download the modding tools or Halo Custom Edition itself, you can download the official files over there. And it's your one-stop shop, essentially. It's halomaps.org. They also have a lot of the Halo 2 Vista stuff over there as well. I would highly encourage you guys to check that out. If you have Halo for the PC or Halo 2 Vista, check it out. Going back to Gamescom, though, since we kind of went on a nice little tasty rant down memory lane, earlier today, Che Chow, who's the franchise media manager for 343, put a couple tweets out in response to people kind of asking how the tournament was going to work at Gamescom, because it's not an official title yet, and there has been a question of whether or not custom games would be supported over a LAN. So he came out and said that LAN is going to be supported for the Master Chief Collection when it comes out on Xbox One. The only caveat is you actually have to be signed into Live. It doesn't use the Live network to play the game or host a game. It'll host it locally on the host Xbox, and you can play over LAN, but you have to be at least signed in and connected to Live so the Xbox can actually run the game.
Hmm.
A lot of people are still trying to figure out why exactly that's the case, and I haven't seen an answer be put out yet. And I also asked him earlier, too, on Twitter, and I haven't gotten a reply back, if he's going to reply, whether or not profile game or temporary profiles are going to be allowed, just like you can do it on the 360 versions for Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4, where you can go into a System Link game and not have to sign in with a Live account. So that's another one I'm waiting to hear back on as well. I know you can sign in to Live Guests, but I'm wondering specifically if you can just do game temporary accounts. That's a good news for a lot of people, though. A lot of people have been wondering if LAN support's going to be there, and he basically came out and said that it is going to be.
That's good news.
LAN parties.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of... Oh, absolutely. Oh, man, there's going to be a lot of those.
You can guarantee I'll be hosting one.
I wish I could come up there and play a little bit, but... the one thing I did see is a lot of people tweeting that. Like, that was something that I see a lot of people tweeting about today, was the them announcing LAN for the Halo Master Chief Collection. So that was really good news to hear.
What's the biggest LAN party you guys have been to?
Ooh, I want to say it's not big, especially where I live. Like, there's not a lot of gamers where I live. So the biggest I've been to was 10 or 12 people at one time. That's the biggest I've been to so far.
Was that for just local high school or just friends that you knew?
Yeah. No, that was just local high school. That was just friends, like my friends that I grew up with, you know, hung out with in high school, and their friends that I am now friends with, like just the whole big group of people that we all, that all love Halo, just kind of got together, and they're like, yeah, you want to throw on some, you want to throw and play LAN party. I was like, what's that at the time? Like, I didn't know what that was. Like, I had no clue. And I was like, what's that? He goes, it's basically where you have like a whole bunch of TVs set up and, you know, it's the basic layout of it. And I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. I said, no lag. I'm definitely down. So, yeah, it's fun. If anybody hasn't done it, I definitely recommend try to do one if it's possible for anybody.
That's really going to help contribute to the nostalgia stuff. Sorry, go ahead, Godzilla.
Yeah, for me, it's been about the same. We had four Xboxes and about 12 to 15 people passed through the night, and this was for a New Year's Eve party, actually.
Mm.
So we were up really late playing Halo. That's when I discovered the little tag, because we were playing Halo 1, and a lot of us were just using the default player. You know, we didn't go in and, you know, custom name one. We just used the default. And, you know, every time you got shot by him, it says, Godzilla killed by default.
Or you would have someone then go and create a custom one that says by the Guardians or by the Forerunners or
yeah,
something stupid. I was going to say one of them, but I decided not to.
on one of the Xboxes, it was one of mine. I had a profile on there, and it was an early profile from when I first started playing. And my profile name was Bait, because that's basically what I was.
Too funny.
You know, I'd poke my head around a corner. I'd get shot from across the map, and then whoever was watching me would shoot the person that just shot me. So I got to be Bait.
That's great.
And then you get the little message, killed by Bait.
And then it'd be funny if you heard someone just across from us like, oh crap, I fell for the bait.
Yeah. It actually has happened.
That's one of the other things about LAN parties that I miss is the ability to just be in the same room and then yell at each other from across the room whenever you get an awesome headshot or something. Because that is one of the prime things that made Halo back in the day. Because of LAN parties, mm-hmm. because you had to go over to someone's house or had to go over to someone's dorms if you were playing in college at the time. And just be in the same room. The atmosphere that you generated from being in a LAN party is so much more enthralling and invigorating and just gets you into the mood of Halo so much that you really lose a lot of that over Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Every time we go, my friend actually made one tonight, but I couldn't, it worked. But he was just talking to me on the phone. He goes, you know, a lot, like, everybody comes to the same conclusion. He's like, you can play on Xbox Live. Yeah, you have a great time. And, like, it brings, you can make memories of it. But, like you said, like, you getting that snapshot, because we play a lot of Halo 4 a lot, but, and when you get that snapshot, or if you sit there and do this assassinate, or you do anything that's, like, great for that split second, it's just, it's awesome. You know, like I lose my voice just about every time I go to one. All the time. It's hilarious. My mom comes back. She's like, what's wrong with your voice? I'm like, I've just been screaming all night. She goes, why? I was like, you just don't understand.
You could probably explain it to her a little bit. It's not that hard to explain.
Like, she doesn't like the concept of just being in a room all night long, staying up all night, just playing video games. Like, that's just not something she's she agrees with. So she just assumes that it's just having fun, which it is. So
yeah, the deal with Xbox Live is, I mean, really, when you go on to Xbox Live, how many times do you get a whole team with mics?
Yeah,
unless you're going in with a party, not really anytime.
I mean, you go in there, you know, you go in there with, you know, maybe two or three people going to big team, and you know, you guys are the only, you know, four or five people that have mics. Everybody else doesn't.
Yeah. And me and Haas Sauce was playing the other day, and we're playing some big team, and we were communicating. Like, there was, I don't remember how many of us were in the party, but there was a good number of us, and there was a couple people on our team that weren't, like, really doing anything. And, like, the other team, the opposite team, had a full line of people just talking, and, like, they just destroyed us. Like, they were using, like, straight up just, like, I don't even know. Like, they were just really, really good. And they messaged us. They're like, yeah, we were just using, you were just communicating with each other. I was like, that's what we should be doing all the time. Not getting into a lobby with, like, a 8-year-old that barely knows how to play the game and just completely get destroyed. It's horrible.
It is what it is, though.
Yeah.
And actually, Hot Sauce pulled up pointed a really good point where party chat kind of killed a lot of the being able to go out and meet new people on Xbox Live. And
yeah,
I definitely agree with that. But I think the live system or the service has changed so much since its inception early on, where because of the many different kinds of people you can run into, it's just being in there with your friends is going to be a more enjoyable experience than if you're going in with some randoms. But there have been times where I haven't been in a party with people and we've come across some really cool people, and I have added a couple other friends that I've played some just random matchmaking games with, and every now and then I'll go and message him and he's like, hey, do you want to play? But it's just very different from back when you just had to start on LANs with Halo 1 and Halo 2, and then Xbox Live came around and you had the clan system and you had these close-knit groups. You didn't have party chat, and then party chat comes around and gets introduced during the 360 era, during Halo 3, which helped change a lot of the mic problems that were present with the Halo 3 audio engine, which sucked.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
So it's just been an evolution of how the Xbox Live system or the service has changed. And unfortunately, it does kind of hinder the ability sometimes to meet new people, but you have the choice of to be in the party or not to be in the party.
Well, I mean, I think that's where custom games come in too, though. I mean, I met a lot of people by just going to one person I know, and there's a crap load of other people that I've never met before that are really awesome people to talk with. And like 90% of the time, I usually add them on my friends list because if they ever have another custom map, I just hit them up and they said, yeah, let's go. And then that'll introduce me to a whole line of other people. So it can go back and forth, I guess.
My friends list is always full, though.
True. But there is every once in a while some person that randomly adds me. I just add them that way if I ever find somebody, that way my friend list is full. I don't get any other friend requests.
I mean, my friends list is full of randoms that I've met in Halo. Granted, you know, now that I've increased a lot more because of, you know, running the game nights, I have, you know, I've gained a lot more friends. But of the people on my friends list, there are four of them that I actually know in person that actually live near me. You know, they are my, you know, real life friends, if you want to say that, put it that way. But, you know, the bulk of my friends list are randoms that I've met playing Halo because they had a mic when we were playing a team game, stuff like that. So it's sad to see that so many people are leaving the mic off for whatever reason. Either they just don't want to talk to people or they don't want to hear them. You know, I can see that because, you know, everybody's got the 8-year-old that is, you know, this is his first time playing it and
just eating the microphone.
Yes. You know, everybody's got that player.
Luckily, a lot of those are over on Call of Duty.
Yeah, luckily. But I think, luckily, that's the reason why I kind of strayed away from it a lot. But I every now and then you do run into one on Halo, which, I mean, granted, it's bound to happen anywhere on any game. But you just kind of have to wait it out. Either mute them or just unplug your mic.
Well, I played a game just before the podcast, and on the other team, thankfully, they had one.
Hmm.
I don't know that he was 8, but he was definitely young. I'll put it that way.
It's one thing to be 8, though, and actually play Halo. And it's another thing to be one of those whiny kids who their parents don't even watch what they're doing and then just cause a mess for the entire party. And that's when going into party chat or just muting the guy has to be an issue. And that's something that a lot of people have grown up with, knowing what to do and how to do it. Mm-hmm. Because we do have those kind of people that are on the system and they don't make the system that great of a place to be.
Yeah, and the thing that really aggravates me is, like, the game is 8, I don't even remember, it's rated M, 18 or older. And I get the fact that your parents are going to buy you the game. You know, I understand that. But if you're going to play an adult game, just make sure that you're not ruining the experience. I mean, granted, that's not the case. Kids don't think that way. But if you've seen more older kids, like mature kids, I guarantee the experience would be a little bit more open. People aren't going to have that, oh, well, I don't want to sit there and talk to anybody, because I guarantee 90% of the time you're going to run into somebody that's absolutely annoying.
I agree with you mostly, but then you move into the other extreme is the inappropriate trash talking.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's a bit,
I'm just not going to even talk about that, because that's just ridiculous.
It's
some of the stuff that these kids come up with, it makes you wonder what their parents are saying. Honestly, like, it really makes you think. It's like, where did they hear that from? Like, just where? Like, that came out of a somewhat-year-old kid's mouth? Like, what's going on?
And most of the time when you run across those things, it's the young kids that are trash-talking. It's not the older kids doing it.
No, exactly. And the thing is, like, you can look back and be like, that kid just said that. You just, like, shrug it off. But then, like, if you start thinking about it, it's like, why? Just why did it have to happen?
And then when you try to reason with the kids, they just lash back at you.
Oh, yeah. They want blood, dude. They want to go in there and make sure they're it seems like they want to be the most dominant person in there. That's what it seems like in most cases. Like, if they're complete trash talking, oh, you know, just if you get a kill on them, oh, you're hacking, blah, 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 blah. Just like, that's just a mild version. I've heard way worse, but just ugh.
No, we all have. it's always fun, especially for me, because this is a rare occurrence for me. You get one of those people that do that trash talking, and then you go into the game and then you absolutely stomp them.
And they get pissed.
Oh,
they
yes. Get
so aggravated. It's like, and then they send you like a paragraph of a message listing the reasons why you're bad, but yeah. You just completely destroyed anything that they stood for. So yeah. It's funny.
Yeah. I played a game of SWAT in Reach, and there's this one dude. He was trash talking this kid that was on my team. You know, it was a younger kid and an older guy, and he's just hammering this kid, and the kid quit, which I can't blame him. So we go in, we're already down one person. While playing, another one quits out or lags out, one of the two. I had probably my best SWAT game ever, 35 kills, won the match. So I sent the kid a message that quit out before the game and told him what happened. He never responded to me, but and the whole time, this guy, you could hear him, you know, you could hear him trash talking the whole game. And
oh gosh.
The thing is, though, they trigger it on themselves. I can't tell you the amount of times I go into a match made game and this one little kid just decides to pick one guy out of the group, and the guy doesn't say a word at all until mm-hmm. he starts playing, and then that kid starts screaming, yelling, hollering, doing all sorts of crazy stuff, and like the guy goes, "You mad, bro?" And it's just game over from there. Like, everybody just starts yelling, laughing, doing everything. It's hilarious.
It's even funnier whenever you, like Godzilla said, you just destroy them and put them in their place. Without having the trash talk or anything, you just play a good game and you just beat the crap out of them. Seriously.
Internet. I know. Oh, no, I know. It's just, it's funny. It really is.
Kind of sad at the same time, too.
Yeah, I'm just glad my little brother is not like that. I'm really glad he's not thing. Like that. He's a big Reach player, and I can't tell you the amount of time he goes, "Hey, you want to play some Reach with me?" And I was, "It's my little brother." I'm gonna say, "Yeah," and I go in there, and his friends are just, ugh, like, just go away. I don't know. I leave, and he goes, "Why'd you leave?" I said, "Do you know the stuff that they were talking about?" He goes, "Oh no, I just had my headset off the entire time." I'm like, wow. All right, I'm in here trying to talk to you, play Halo, and you're just gonna sit there. And I was like, all right, that's the last time I go in there. So
choose your friends wisely, people.
Yeah.
I like how we were talking about having open mics and actually going in and playing people, and we just made a laundry list of reasons why not to play with microphones. But if you think about it, that's just kind of how the Xbox Live system has evolved, which is unfortunate. Yeah. And there's actually been a few times in the way distant past where we've actually gone into matchmaking with the intent that we're going to use our mics, we're not going to be in our party system, we'll party up, that way if we get split up, we can come join each other all again when we're done, but we'll actually be in game chat to talk with people. I do remember doing that a couple times back during Halo 3 days. It's not out of the realm of something that I don't think is done. It's just not done that much anymore because of the nature of the system now.
Yeah. And it's sad. It really is sad that it's gone that way. But social interactivity, or however you want to call it, it's just, to me, it's not there anymore unless you're with the people that, like you said before, that you want to be with. Then that kind of stirs up different things. And granted, you get this one person every now and then, but it's really sad that you're not talking to these random people. And like, that's what made my experience on Halo 3. You know, there's this person, like, I couldn't fathom the fact that I was playing with somebody over in Britain. He had the accent, everything. Like, he was just an awesome guy to hang out with. And like, me and him, we're still friends today just because we met each other just playing Halo 3. And it's great. It really is. It was awesome.
I think one of the things we can do when we do the Tactical Tuesdays is go in without party mics and never run Halo 3 or Halo 4.
Hmm.
We can make that a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I planned. Like, the Halo 3 night we had, it just, the chat system was being so bad that night.
That is the other thing for at least Halo 3.
Yeah, you couldn't understand each other, so we had to go into party chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely Halo 4, you know, when we do that for a Tactical Tuesday, we'll definitely be, you know, in game chat.
Cool.
And another, just one last thing I want to say, one last gripe, get a good mic. Just saying. I can't tell you the amount of times I've been in like this, a party or whatever, they have the worst mic they could possibly pick up. Like, it's one of those $20 microphones that like someone stomped into the ground about like 40 times, and like it just makes that high pitched squeal or whatever. It's horrible. Just
so that's just sometimes how the microphone connects to the controller or over wireless if you're one of those. It's just,
yeah,
unfortunately that's how it works sometimes. I don't think that's necessarily any one particular mic. Could be a lot of just the Xbox mics, but I have a wireless, yeah, Xbox mic just because I don't care to really, or I didn't care to get anything like Astros or anything, but luckily I have a good friend who just sent me a pair, so I gotta unbox those and try them this weekend.
Look at this guy over here getting all fancy.
Oh, they're definitely used, but I get to
still.
I get to try them a little bit later. Thanks to Blue for hooking that up for me. Yeah, she's really nice.
Yes, she is.
So I've sent her a lot of stuff, and she sends me a couple of things every now and then.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna have to get Astros now. Gosh, making this work. Yeah. Good thing Halo's partnered with them.
They're supposed to be coming out with the like the Halo theme stuff. I don't remember if it was this year, but sometime soon, or either late this year or early next year, they're going to be doing stuff. Probably next year, though, for Halo 5.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm kind of waiting for. I mean, I got the Turtle Beach X7s or whatever, and they seem to be holding up pretty good. I like them, but playing with Astros at RTX, there's no comparison. There really isn't. Those are just awesome.
I debated for a while of getting the Halo-themed Turtle Beaches or the Tritons.
Tritons. The Triton Warheads.
The Tritons are the expensive ones. The Turtle Beaches are the cheap ones.
Yeah. I got...
They're the expensive cheap ones.
Yeah, they're expensive cheap ones. I got the Triton Detonators, and I got the Turtle Beach X-42s. The Detonators were more expensive, and I have a better experience with the Turtle Beaches. So... Money isn't every, or pricing or whatever, like they might be expensive, but it may turn out to be worse than what you expected of me.
That's when customer reviews really comes into play, though. You just go online, see what people really think of it, how everyone's experience has been, whether they break really easy, if they have to send them in for repairs every now and then, and just make your decisions based on that. Astros have made some pretty solid headsets, though, over the years, and they are pretty wide brand name recognition for Halo players. So if you're doing Halo or anything that's kind of first person shooter related, you're going to see a lot of Astros be used, at least in the competitive scene. A lot more casual, I think, is a lot more distributed between the Astros, Turtle Beaches, Tritons, and those kinds of other headsets that aren't Astros, but Astros are going to be the ones that you see a lot of competitive gamers use, at least on consoles.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people use Razer too. I don't know if that's I don't know anything about Razer headsets, but I've seen people use those quite a lot.
Razer is mostly a PC hardware company. So that's where you see a lot of the Razers is for a lot of the PC players, but they have made entrances lately, probably within like the last 2 years or so. They started really to dig into the console gaming side of things.
Yeah.
You know, they just recently updated their Xbox 360 controller, which I purchased one, and I'm really enjoying it. It works really nice and crisp. I was really surprised. But I rock the XP500s from Turtle Beach. They sound great. A little disappointed in the mic. It's not exactly that high quality as anybody that listened to my first couple trips on the podcast may attest to. Sounds like I had my head in a bowl. And not the porcelain one either.
Oh, boy.
But, I'm really impressed with the XP500s as far as their sound quality. They've got a lot of adjustability as far as, the equalizer on them. So, you can get the sound you want out of them. I am kind of looking at getting a set of the A40s or the A50s. I kind of like having that wireless capability.
I won't. Wireless is one thing I will not do anymore. I don't, unless it has a charger thing with it, I won't spend money on batteries anymore. That's one thing I have learned with the X42s. Just the amount of batteries you go through is ridiculous.
I will.
Well, what I did is I just went up and bought me a couple of sets of, AA rechargeables for mine. And I keep the charger right here on my desk.
I will always go wired over wireless. Just even though there's a bunch of clutter with wired, or there's just a lot more resiliency and consistency with a wired piece of hardware over wireless.
Yeah, not to mention there's a lot of interference between the signal. That's what I use. It uses a Wi-Fi signal to transfer the sound to the headset. There's a lot of static. I've noticed that a lot. I don't know if that's just with mine, but...
Well, see, that's the nice thing with the Turtle Beach is they use an RF.
Well, they all use RF. It's just most of them are either 2.4 gigahertz or 5.2 gigahertz range. So you have a lot of different...
Well, actually...
Or 5.8.
The early Turtle Beaches... They were infrared.
What?
They were line of they literally were infrared. They were line of sight. If you got with that, they had a pretty wide, cone that you could set in front of the transmitter. But if you got outside of that, your sound went dead.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad I didn't get that.
But the reason I like the wireless headset, at least for when I'm gaming, is that if I need to get up, during the lobby and go use the facilities, I can still keep an ear on the game.
Yeah.
Or, if somebody's trying to get my attention and, I'm down getting a drink of water or, filling up my cup or something, I can hear them.
Yeah, that is a nice feature. I will say now, the one thing that Xbox One has done that I do like is the fact that a lot of people complain about it, but the fact that you can sit there and just charge your controller up and just plug in your headset into that little puck at the bottom, and it's technically wireless. You can go around anywhere you want to go with it, but you still have a wire that's connected and you don't have to worry about batteries. To me, I like that. A lot of people seem to don't, but
I'm a little confused. That's
a different take on the same. Well, what he's saying is, the stereo headset adapter that you get for your Xbox One controllers.
Right.
Well, the game audio and the chat audio and your mic are all passed through that adapter.
And you can adjust it.
Wait, the game audio passed through that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can actually, the game audio passes through that too.
So you could take any, just headphones if you wanted to. If you wanted to take headphones and didn't want to chat with anybody, you can just plug that in there and you're good to go.
I had no idea. I'm going to buy me one of those now.
Yeah,
it's basically just a little mix amp.
Huh. I thought that just did the normal headset stuff. I didn't know that actually did the game audio stuff as well.
No, that's like I said, a lot of people didn't like it. That's the reason why the controller had some updates for it. I don't know if you pay attention to that, but every time you plug in your controller, ask to update. That's for that reason. It was the little puck at the bottom of it. It was just to update so you could use that through your headset.
Well, it was also to change the thumbstick sensitivity too.
Yeah, there was other things like that, but the first update that came out was for that.
Yeah, you actually have to plug it into the controller and then connect your controller to your Xbox for it to recognize that you need the update.
Right. You wouldn't have a cable, though, unless you bought the Play and Charge kit. Or you had another device that uses the micro SD cable.
Yeah. I got like five of them. You want one, Dust?
No, I have one. It's not that I don't have one. I'm just saying for informational sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing, like, chargers for your phones are micro USB now.
There's a lot of stuff that is.
Yeah.
Either that, then you have the stupid iPhone connectors, whatever Apple decides to come up with those.
Yeah, just leave that alone. I don't know.
After doing just so much with phones, they started to do, what was it, the mini USBs?
Yeah.
You started using those, and then they went to the micro, and then a lot of stuff uses micro.
They had HDMI, like a mini HDMI at one point, too.
They still have those. That.
Do they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those in forever.
They have those on the Surface, and then a lot of the Android phones still have that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, apparently that's still a thing. It goes to show you how much I picked
up. Cameras have them. I know my little point-and-shoot has a mini HDMI out, and I believe my DSLR, it's not mini HDMI, but there's another one that's between the mini and the full size HDMI. I forget what that one is called, but there's that one as well. And that's a lot of the ones that you see on graphics cards, GPUs, that don't have the proper HDMI, but they have a little smaller profile one. So there's that one.
Right.
Let's kind of move back to some other Halo news stuff, kind of digress a little bit. It's good, though. A lot of this is good conversation.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of actually harkening back to what Podtacular used to be, like just talking about whatever's on her mind. I kind of missed that a little bit. So this has been good.
Make it a thing.
Oh, we will. We will. I do want to mention that there's a couple of tournaments going on, too, because we were talking about LAN parties and whatnot.
Oh, right, yeah.
Just kind of to wrap things up here. The Drunken Halo 1v1 tournament registration is closed. They closed it early because they filled out their tournament bracket, and they actually posted a video on their Facebook page today on what the brackets are going to be. So if you signed up for that, which I know, Biowolf, you did, I'm on there, and then Oreo, who's in here, who used to go by Nobody or Camouflage, he signed up as well. They actually posted the video with all the bracket information, and the gameplay will start this coming Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just hope I can make it, because like I literally just found out that I'm going on a car trip. It's not that far away, but like, oh, man.
You have 2 weeks to play your games for the first pool play, I believe.
Yeah.
Hopefully you make it.
Yeah, I hope so too. I may have to cancel.
They don't take too kindly to that, by the way.
No. I'm saying for my car trip.
Oh.
No, I'm saying for my car trip. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's just
got it.
I could just see the ribbing now.
I will never hear the end of it. So that's going to be starting on Monday. I will be streaming my games on Twitch whenever I play mine. And that's going to be on my personal channel. That's not going to be on Pod... Well, I might do it on Podtacular.
Do it.
We'll see. But that's going to be coming out pretty soon. Then there is the Beyond Entertainment Tournament, the Astro Halo Reach Summer Doubles Tournament, which is open now for registration. And that's going to be done on Saturday, August 23rd, which is the Saturday before PAX Prime. And the prize pool for that is... 2 2013 white Astro A40s for the first place team, and then the second place team is going to get 2 Astro New Era snapbacks, which I believe is their backpacks. So it's going to be using the MLG V7 settings from Halo Reach, and all rounds are going to be best of 3, and they're going to be posting the bracket information, of course, whenever they have their registration finalized. But you can go over and check that out, just teambeyond.net/halo. 2v2 tournament, free to enter, and it's going to be play on 23rd. It doesn't say when registration is going to be closed off, but they probably just close it a few days before the tournament actually starts so they can build the bracket. So if you have the skills of what you think it takes to go win a couple Astro systems, then head on over to teambeyond.net and go sign up for those. Another thing that came out earlier this week, I think it was yesterday, or it was Tuesday possibly, but 2 special editions for the Master Chief Collection have been announced. The limited edition, which comes with the Grunt Birthday Party Skull, the map book, which actually is being sold as a pre-order bonus for Best Buy. And then there's going to be an exclusive steel bookcase. And it's only being sold to this retailer. It's games.co.uk. It's not exclusive to buy it from the UK. Whenever I made the post originally on Podtacular, I did say it was exclusive to the UK, but it's not. I went and pre-ordered a copy from game.co.uk, and you can ship it internationally. They just throw an additional shipping cost on it, depending on where you're shipping it to. So my pre-order with the shipping came out to $100, which doesn't seem too bad. It's a $60 game plus the steel case and the book with strategy, and I think it's going to be like heat maps or images for every single multiplayer map that's going to be in the game. So it's actually not a bad value for $100.
I don't know what I'm doing as soon as I'm done with this.
So I pre-ordered that. I have that coming on the way. I'm probably going to be getting the digital version of the Master Chief Collection anyways, and I'll just use this as my physical copy whenever it gets here.
Gotcha.
Because, okay. I mean, it's Halo. I'm going to want a physical copy anyways.
Absolutely.
And then there is the Mjolnir Edition, which includes the ArtFX Master Chief statue, the one that has him walking down the ramp with the AR being held over his head. You can actually buy that separate, and it goes for $160, the statue figure itself. But the Mjolnir set, or the Mjolnir edition, has already been sold out, so there's really no point to get that. If you want to get the statue, you just go pre-order the limited edition, get that, and then go and buy the statue later. But that one's going to be £100, which comes out to about $170. But you can't even get it anymore, so what's the point? Anyways, if you want the steel case, though, because that was one of the reasons why I went ahead and pre-ordered it, because it's the only place, and they say it's exclusive. When they put it on Twitter and when a lot of other places report it, it says they exclusively partnered with Xbox UK to make the steel case available through them. So it's going to be the only place you're going to be able to get this. So if you want it, head on over to game.co.uk. Or you can go find the link directly to the product page in the blog post that we made yesterday about it and go and pre-order it before they run out. And if they've run out, someone in the stream, please tell me so I can at least say it here and update the blog post. So definitely go and pre-order that if you want the special edition. And then if you want to make up the Mjolnir edition, then you just go buy the statue separately. There you go.
Hey.
The more you know.
I'm on to this to you.
Oh, cell phone.
Bad connection.
Did we lose him finally? He made it to the end of the stream, and then he just crapped out. No.
Just disappeared.
I know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, your mic's cutting in and out.
Yeah, you're not doing too hot, dude. Luckily, we're pretty much done with the show, but it was just kind of ironic timing. Can you still hear us? I think he's toast.
I believe he's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
But we made it to the end, pretty much. That was all we had to cover for tonight. Not going to be doing any submissions. We're not going to be doing any voicemails. Although we do have a voicemail in our mailbox. We just haven't gotten around to processing it yet. I will bring that up, hopefully, on the next one.
There is one thing we do need to point out about the bulletin, though.
And that is the screenshot spotlight.
Yes, it is.
So, going over some of the screenshots from this week, the theme that we have is race, because of the community race game, or the playlist that they just put out this week. And there's lots of good ones in here. There's actually a couple from someone that's in the stream right now. So shout out to Receptor17 for putting a couple of these up here. I actually saw this one tweeted earlier, which kind of is one of my favorites. And that is Heated by ComicBeast1212. That one is pretty good. I just got an achievement on Twitch for Xbox One.
Cool.
I know. Cascading Down by Receptor 17, I like a lot. On Your Marks by Mr. Martini 85. And Slipstream Lead by Z6 Nitro. Those are kind of my top four out of this set. What about you?
Well, definitely Cascading Down by Receptor. That's my top one. Just because he's in a stream, but no, that's my top one. Uh-huh. No, really, it is my top one. But the Heated, that's a cool one. The Slipstream, I like. Those are my top three. The rest of them, I mean, they're good shots, but those are my top three.
Pretty good ones, I think. I can agree with those. Oh, Beowulf has a sad face in the stream. I'm sorry, dude. At least you made it to the end. But yeah, that's gonna wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out to the live stream. For those that are here, for those that are listening to us via download, via iTunes or Zune Marketplace or Stitcher, however you're listening to us, we do our shows live on Twitch TV on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 1:30 a.m. British Time. Yeah. So make sure you check us out on the live stream. If you have the time to come and join the live conversations that we have and just be a part of what is going on here with Podtacular. We really kind of foster off of you guys. We hope to provide you guys with entertainment. And we hope that you guys in return can provide some valuable feedback and help drive some of the discussions on the show by coming and joining us on the live stream, which is always fun to see what you guys have to say. Make sure you guys come and check our forums out as well. We have people joining periodically throughout the week, so we are still constantly growing in size and strength, and we have a lot of people there posting new topics and kind of doing my job while I've been busy working on the Halo Mole and stuff. So check it out. You can head over to podtacular.com/forums and sign up there. Also, make sure you check us out during Tuesday and Wednesday for Tactical Tuesdays and Wacky Wednesdays, which is our game nights hosted by the one, the only Godzilla Todd, and those are at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time as well for those days. And then make sure you just check out us out on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and just kind of peruse our social media websites. That's where we put a lot of our announcements. Whenever we're making posts of any kind, we'll put stuff up there. YouTube video content hopefully will be coming kind of soon, leading up to PAX or sometime shortly after PAX. I have a couple of people that are interested in helping out with that effort. Hopefully they will be able to, or not be able, I'm sure they'll be able to. Hopefully they'll be up to the task for doing some of the stuff I have in mind, and you guys will be able to view their content. And last but not least, make sure you check out the podcast network that is thepodcast.com, or for short, podka.st. It's a podcasting network that we are a part of for gaming shows, which includes Guardian Radio, which is the podcast for the Guardians of Destiny.com, which is a Destiny podcast. Huge shout out to the guys. They were actually on the top of the US charts of podcasts for a while there, and they may still be for gaming podcasts. So way to go, guys. It's a big milestone to be up there. There's also Critscast, which is the TF2 podcast. There is Reachcast, which is a PlanetSide 2 podcast. And then there's also How to Murder Time. So make sure you check out those podcasts if you guys are looking for some other entertainment to dive into, if you're looking for some other gaming podcasts just to pass the time, or if you're looking to possibly get into some other different games, possibly, if Halo's just something that you go to on a regular basis and you want to branch out a little bit, they're good podcasts to go listen to and really dive into those universes as well. And that is it for us. We will see you guys next time. Good luck to everyone that is participating in the Gamescom Showdown for the Halo of the Master Chief Collection, which is going to be taking place next week. I am envious of you all, but hopefully we'll be able to get some playtime on Halo the Master Chief Collection at PAX, which will be so much fun. That's 3 weeks away.
I know.
So close.
Faster.
Too much.
Faster.
Too much
Faster.
Has to be done before then. Too much. Way too much. And that's it. Thanks everybody for coming out. Thanks Godzilla for being a backup for us. Being a regular backup now.
No, you're not really a backup problem. Now.
You're kind of that quasi host that is on whenever we need you on. So
I'm the random host.
For the most part. And then Beowulf, who managed to squeak it out to the very end. He's still on the stream, but thank you both for coming out and spending your time here. Thank you for everyone in our live stream for coming out and taking the time to spend your evening with us, and we will see you guys next time. Keep on fragging LAN parties.